大家好。
Hello, everyone.
欢迎光临老王聊闲。
Welcome to Lao Wang's chat room.
咱们今天还是扯闲篇聊。
Let's chat a bit today.
有点狠的。
Let's talk about something interesting.
太平天国的李秀成自述到底藏了多少不能说的秘密。
What secrets did Lai Zicheng, a member of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom, reveal about his hidden secrets?
你以为这是普通的共识吗？
You think this is just a common consensus?
绝对不是，这是李秀成的五万字啊。
Absolutely not. It's not Lai Shifu's.
太平天国内部档案大爆料啊。
So, the internal documents of the Chinese government are being leaked.
最离谱的就是这玩意儿竟然能留到今天。
The most unbelievable thing is that this thing can still be around today.
你要知道啊
Do you know?
这个古代朝廷对反对势力一伙一般的操作就是能烧就烧。
In ancient dynasties, the common tactic against opposition forces was to burn everything.
能改就改。
If you can, burn it.
能编就编。
If you can, then do it.
能埋就埋。
Just bury it.
结果，曾国藩这老哥居然给了李秀成十天时间。
In the end, Zeng Yuofen actually gave Lai Zians 10 days.
让他写一份自己的人生自传。
Let him write his own autobiography.
传。
Oh.
哎，你说这事儿挺刺激吧
？Do you think this is exciting?
那么咱们好好聊一聊。
Let's talk about this properly.
第一个画面。
First scene.
这李秀成这份自述啊。
This is Lai Zicheng's self-description.
为啥能活下来？照正常逻辑。
Why can I survive according to normal logic?
任何被剿灭的起义军都属于资料销毁大户。
Any uprising army that has been suppressed is a prime target for debtor destruction.
结果曾国藩呢，老哥们反其道而行。
The result was that Zeng Yuofen, a senior, did the opposite.
好家伙。
Hey?
他让顶流大将军李秀成啊写了五万字。
He commissioned the famous General Lai Zu to write 5,000 words.
而且啊，今天我们能看到的这版本啊，还不止一个，有原稿。
Moreover, the version we can see today is not just one, but several with original manuscripts.
还有军机处的手抄本。
There are also handwritten copies from the Military Affairs Department.
有曾国藩自己改过的三。
There are also versions that have been revised by Zeng Yuofen himself.
删减版。
Shortened version.
你没听错，曾。
You didn't hear me wrong.
曾国藩是把这份自述稿了做。
Zeng Guanzong wrote this self-written manuscript.
做了剪辑，连
edited
连删带改，去掉了15,000字，剩
after deleting and revising, the text was reduced to 15,000 characters.
剩下了27,000字
remaining 27,000 characters.
把剩下的这27,000字上交给朝廷了。
I have handed over the remaining 27,000 characters to the government.
上交给皇帝了
Submitted to the emperor
作为正式档案
As a formal document
那么那些被删掉的被剪掉的到底写了啥
So what did those deleted and cut out parts actually say
咱们估计一下猜一下能有太平天国的宝藏藏哪了吗
Let's estimate and guess where the treasures of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom might be hidden
这个太平天国宝藏
This is a treasure of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom.
啊，可是武林中人士啊，到处传说的，电视剧拍就不下几十部。
However, there are so many TV dramas based on legends in the martial arts world, and there have been dozens of them.
还能有啥？暗中拉拢湘军，洋人谈判，谋反阴。
What else could there be in the secret plot to lure Hunan's soldiers to negotiate and rebel?
毛，反正估计老曾国藩删掉的。
Well, I guess old Zhang Yu often deleted it.
对，改掉的，肯定是对湘军、对曾国藩自己不利的。
The change is definitely detrimental to the Zhang army and to Zhang Yu often himself.
咱们就一点一点的往下扒一扒。
Let's dig into it step by step.
第二个画面，画面来到了天津沦陷的当天。最混乱。
The second scene shows the chaos that occurred on the day Tianjin fell.
最真实。
Most real.
最血色的24个小时。
The most bloody 24 hours.
1864年7月19日。
July 19, 1864.
中午天津沦陷，5万湘军冲进城里啊。
Chinese troops have fallen into Tianjin, and 50,000 rebel soldiers have rushed into the city.
你能想象到当时这种灾难的场景，烧杀。
Can you imagine the scene of such a disaster, burning and
抢掠
raid,
拆门板
remove the door panel,
拆房梁，拆窗框
demolish the roof beams and window frames.
甚至啊，连太平军大户们的家里的私藏啊，都被翻了个底儿朝。
Even the private affairs of even the most powerful families in the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom were turned upside down.
朝天。
Morning.
这个天津城当时那一刻变成了大型的拆迁现场。
At that moment, Tianjin City turned into a large demolition site.
这曾国荃好几天也没合眼了。
This once had been so tired that he hadn't slept for a few days.
城破的那一刻
，At the moment the city fell，
他直接回到营房去了。
He went straight back to the barracks，
睡觉。
Sleep，
倒头就睡。倒是他的智。
He turned his head and looked at his advisor，
长赵烈文冲到军营。
Kao Luan rushed to the military camp.
拉
Pull.
拉着他劝他说快管管部队吧。
He advised him to take care of the army quickly.
啊，这烧杀抢劫有点太夸张。
This arson, murder, and robbery is a bit too exaggerated.
曾国荃不说话。
Zeng Guanhun didn't speak.
摇摇头。
Shake your head.
他的情绪啊，已经濒临崩溃了。
His emotions were already on the verge of collapse.
那个时候，话说。
At that time, I said.
这时候。
At this time.
李秀成趁乱逃出了城。
Liza Chang fled the city amidst the chaos.
把自己的好马让给了右主。
Give your best horse to the right hand.
洪天贵福自己换了个破马。
Hong Tian, a wealthy woman, bought a dilapidated horse.
结果马慢被村民举报。
As a result, Mar Man was reported by villagers.
直接被湘军抓了个现行。
Caught in the open by the Zhang army.
立刻献给曾国荃。
Immediately give to Zhang Guanzhong.
这曾国荃看到李秀成。
This was the first time I saw Liza Chang.
那他对李秀成的恨。
He hated Li Shaochen.
那是咬牙切齿。
That's a struggle.
啊，现代的话说，切齿痛恨，不共戴天呐。审讯的时候啊，这。
Now, when talking about the pain of being persecuted and hated, or the idea of sharing the same fate during interrogation,
曾国荃一边问一。
This one's famous person asked,
一边拿个小刀啊，在
while holding a small knife,
那戳李秀成。
I hit Li Xijiao,
但是咱说他还是不敢杀李秀成。先
But he still couldn't bring himself to kill Li Xijiao.
关笼子里面等他
in the cage, etc.
这曾国藩来处理吧，又来。
He was once in the office of Zhang Yuofen, right?
挨到了一幕赵烈文和李秀成两位大佬级的人物人。
Another two figures of the caliber of Zhao Li and Lai have arrived.
人性对话
Human conversation.
赵烈文的日记能静居日记
The diary of Zhao Yuan can be entered into the diary.
特别值钱也值得一看
It's worth seeing, especially if it's valuable.
因为他记录了湘军内部真正的想法和李秀成真实的心路历程吧。
Because he recorded the true thoughts and the real mental journey of Zhang Jun's internal members, including Liza Chen.
赵烈文问李
Ally Wen asked,
李秀成
Liza Chen,
你们这个太平天国难
You're just filling the country with nonsense.
那自己不知道吗
Don't you know?
这事儿成不了。
This won't work.
李秀成说：“骑
，We said，
骑虎难下，朋友之意不能丢。我受天王知遇之恩。
”I is a king. A friend is not allowed to be lost, and he is not allowed to be lost. He has met with Wang's kindness, and he is not allowed to be lost.
不好意思。
No, no, I don't mean it.
跑路。
Run away.
这句话很关键。
Another one came.
李秀成不是死忠。
Li Li and Cheng.
他是在报恩。
He is repaying the favor.
不是忠王，是义王。
It's not the king of the west. It's the king of the Wang.
赵烈文又问：你们天津的粮食为什么撑不住了？
Cao Lai when asked again, why can't the grain in Tianjin be replenished?
结果
Result
咱大清军队一进城收出来好多粮食
When the king army entered the city, they found a lot of food.
李秀成无奈地耸耸肩
Liza Cheng shrugged helplessly.
各个王府囤粮都不给军队用人心不齐
The various mansions didn't supply enough grain to the army, and the soldiers were demoralized.
内部腐朽、腐败已经救不回来了。
Internal corruption and decay cannot be salvaged.
更狠的是
What's even more outrageous is
是李秀成本人完全明白
Lai Zuling completely understands.
太平天国撑不下去的。
The Taiping Rebellion cannot be sustained.
但仍然在撑。你说曾国藩何不是这样呢
？But still, you say that Zheng Yu often was not like that.
曾国藩也完全明白。
Zheng Yu often also fully understood.
清朝也不行。
The Qing Dynasty is also not good.
但也在撑。二人同样清醒。
However, they also said that the two were equally aware.
也同样无奈。
Also, I'm at a loss.
再来一幕。
Another scene.
曾国藩最心虚的地方，删掉那15000字。
Remove the 15,000 character passage where Zheng Yu often felt the most regret.
这可是全篇最刺激的地方。
This is the most exciting part of the whole story.
根据原稿对比
Based on the original text,
曾国藩删掉的内容
Content deleted by Zheng Yuofen
包括第一
Including first,
洪秀全的死因
Cause of death of Hong Ziyuquan
原稿写的病死
Original medical record
曾国藩上报服毒自杀
Zheng Wanzong reported that he was committing suicide by taking poison.
方便邀功啊。
Convenient for promotion.
第二。
Second.
李秀成吐槽。
Liza Chen complained.
李鸿章说。
Li Hongsheng said.
李鸿章打仗不行。
Li Hongsheng was not good at fighting.
全靠洋人撑腰。
Relying solely on foreigners.
曾国藩在那合计这个事儿啊。
Once upon a time, there was a man named Song Zong Zong who was wondering about this matter.
不能写。
Cannot be written.
这不要内讧啊。
Don't have an internal conflict.
这你内讧对大清啊不好啊。
You're the biggest troublemaker. You're not good at this.
所以删掉第三。
So delete the third one.
夸曾国藩，
Praising you often.
这更不能写呀。
This is even more inappropriate.
朝廷已经忌惮湘军的力量了。
The imperial court has been wary of the strength of the Zhang army.
你要是再这么夸，
If you keep exaggerating like this,
你这不直接把老曾国藩送到边缘？
this doesn't directly send Lao Zheng Yu off into the periphery
打入冷宫。
to be put in the cold palace.
李秀成不愿意跟洋人平分天下。
Lai Zicheng didn't want to share the world with foreigners.
曾国藩是怕影响清廷的外交关系。
Zheng Yu often was worried about the impact on the Qing government's foreign relations.
也删，重点来了。
Also, the key points are removed.
还有永久销毁的，那这些内容到底是啥？
What are these contents that are permanently deleted?
坊间猜测啊，三大点。
Rumors and speculation, three main points.
第一，就还是太平天国的宝藏图线索。
The first clue is still the treasure map of the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom.
但史实显示，
But at this time, it shows
天津最后穷的吃草，剩裤早被掏光了。
the last of the poor people in Tianjin who are eating brass have all been taken care of.
所以，宝藏论呢，更像是历史都市的传说。
So, the theory of treasure hunting is more like a legend of historical cities.
第二呢，就是湘军进城。
The second is the advance of the Zhang army into the city.
滥杀无辜。
Murder.
肆意抢劫。
Robbery.
其实这个真相啊，
Actually, this truth is
湘军进城啥样啊？
What is your wife like in the city?
朝廷大致心里有个数。
The court had a rough estimate.
咱们说也不至于让曾国藩心虚到把他给销毁了。
Let's talk about how Emperor Kangxi's heart was full of deceit and treachery.
最有可能的猜测。
This is a possible guess.
李秀成啊，是真的有意归降。
Lai Zicheng really intended to join.
湘军原稿里有这样一段被删了。
In the original manuscript of the lady, there was a passage that was deleted.
李秀成说愿意投降。
Lai Zicheng said he was willing to surrender.
甚至愿意帮助湘军安抚太平军残部，啥意思啊？
Even willing to help the boss to appease the remaining remnants of the Taiping Heavenly Army.
那么，如果朝廷知道了
，So if the imperial court knew，
李秀成愿意为曾国藩效力
，Lai Zicheng was willing to serve Zheng Yu often，
那湘军的力量直接膨胀一倍啊
！The strength of the Zhang army has directly doubled。
这你说谁受得了？
What are you saying?
曾国藩肯定是怕皇帝朝廷多想。
Zheng Guanzong must have been afraid of the emperor and the imperial court.
提前就赶紧给删了吧。
Delete it early.
这个东西，接下来一幕。
The next scene of this thing.
那么就是为何不送李秀成进京？李秀成啊，最终是被曾国藩就地处决的，原因。
So, what's the reason why Lai Zicheng wasn't sent to Beijing? Lai Zicheng was eventually executed by Zheng Yuefen.
只有一句话。
Only one sentence.
赵烈文记得，李秀成甚狡，不义。
Gao Wenji remembered that Lai Zicheng was cautious and careful.
此入都，解释。
Explain the meaning of enter the capital.
第一，怕李秀成在京城说坏话。
One, I'm afraid Lai Zicheng will spread rumors about me in Beijing.
引起皇帝朝廷的猜疑。
The suspicion of the imperial court.
怀疑湘军，这种说法呢也不太站得住。
The claim that the Zhang army was unreliable is also not very convincing.
那么解释之二呢？
So what about the second explanation?
更靠谱的，那就是怕半路被太平军劫走。
The more reliable one is to be afraid of being abducted by the Tartars halfway.
十几万太平军仍然在作战。
Tens of thousands of Taiping rebels are still fighting.
一旦营救成功，
Once rescued,
湘军全部就是前功尽弃啊。
The Zhang army completely abandoned all previous achievements.
此时对比石达开。
At this time, compare Shi Dakai.
陈玉成也都是就地征伐。
Chen Yucheng also recruited local people.
接下来的一幕。
The next scene.
李秀成这个人值不值得敬？
Is Liza Chen worth visiting?
咱们说，无论立场如何。
Let's say, regardless of our position.
他确实是那个时代顶尖的人物之一。
He was indeed one of the top figures of that era.
对洪秀全是情深意重。
I really love Hong Zhiyuquan.
报恩报到最后。
The debt is finally paid.
战略眼光极强。
The alarm is very loud.
对西方军事极为敏锐。
Western military is very sensitive.
乱世还坚持赈济灾民。
Finally, I insisted on the disaster relief and the people's livelihood.
写下大量洋枪洋炮的训练经验。
Write a large amount of experience in using foreign guns and cannons.
最后
Finally,
还提醒曾国藩要警惕列强洋。
Also reminded Zheng Yuofen to be vigilant against foreign powers.
人一个真正把民族命运放在心上的人。
A truly person who puts the fate of the nation in his heart.
梁启超评论的最狠。
The most scathing comment by Liang Qichao.
也最准。秀成忠于本族，洪章。
Also, he was the most loyal to his clan.
忠于本朝，两个人的格局不在一个维度。
The two people are not in the same dimension.
咱们说啊，这历史啊，不只是成王败寇。
Let's talk about history. It's not just about kings winning and losing.
有些人的价值在于他站在时代最深的裂缝里。
Some people's value lies in their standing at the deepest fissure of the times.
依旧保持着清醒与善良。好了。
Stay clear-headed and kind.
关于李秀成被俘写了啥？
What was written about Liza Chen being captured?
咱们今天就聊到这儿。
Let's stop here for now.